This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We love our listeners. KB came out. He gave us a big shout out. He's in the Air Force, as a matter of fact. But he came through, wanted to try an ice cold Hey Man Ale. First time out here, he was like, "Man, my dad turned me on to you guys."
Oh, thank you, boss.
Yeah, and he was like, "Listen," and it was funny, Mike, because he was like, "You know, I'm a little bit younger, man. I'm younger generation."
That's good for us because, no, man, you know, we need that. It's good for us.
But he was saying that, and this is true, you can choose what you want to listen to now. Anywhere you want, right? I mean, with our phones and everything. So he was like, "Man, I'm not listening to the radio." And then my dad's like, "I got to turn you on to Dukes and Bell." And he's like, "I hadn't turned you guys off. I hadn't turned you guys off."
Nice. Appreciate that, man.
Appreciate that.
KB, good crew, man. So many folks, nice folks, ran into a couple of dudes that are Florida State fans. I can tell you this, Carl, we're not sure what we're going to do record-wise, but no one's going to lose a party as an FSU fan. Everyone's looking forward to that weekend down in New Orleans for Labor Day weekend.
First weekend, right?
Yeah, man. They actually play Duquesne, so they've got a party starter down in Tallahassee, but the big one against LSU down in NOLA is going to be pretty special. But Georgia, obviously the big story against Oregon. Still hanging at 18, by the way, as an 18-point favorite.
Yeah, against Oregon. Hey, man, I got to give a big shout-out, tell a quick story, because yesterday I had a couple of friends come into town, and I hit Steak Up, Steak Shapiro, Steakhouse.
What can I do for you, Chacha?
And I asked
Step
him.
Step into my office.
I asked him a question about, "Hey, Steaky, I want to go to this place," and I'm not going to name the place, but I was like, "I want to go to this place." And he was like, "I got another place for you." So I'm going to go to Kaiser's tonight. Now, I've been there a couple of years ago during the pandemic.
It's on fire. It's super hot right now. Great.
So I got to give a big shout out to Peter Kaiser. Got to give a shout out to our buddy, Kevin Rathbun. They own the spot. Maybe you've heard about it. But Steak was like, "Listen, I'm going to tell you where you need to go." So not only did he do that, right, he hits me up and he's like, "You got to have the spaghetti bolognese."
Oh,
he's telling me.
Get the pasta bolognese.
Yeah, he's telling me what I got to eat tonight. So either way, however it works out, Steak, thank you. And a big shout out to Peter and our buddy Kevin. But they do a great job if you've not been over there. But I had to tell the story because we were going literally back and forth. And I'm giving him ideas. And he's going, "You don't want to go there." "Okay, Mr. Atlanta Eats, I'll take your advice. You don't want to go there. Here's what you want to go."
Carl, he's a master. And it's really impressive to watch Steak work the menu. He does it in the traditional Jewish take. He goes from right to left. You've never seen anything like
that. Would you stop it?
It's unbelievable.
Would you stop it?
No, he's a master. He's the master of Jewish deli. He's the master of fine dining.
So big shout out to all of those guys, man. We are live at Twin Peaks. We're going to give away these Ice Cube Big 3 tickets. Also, Brad's over here in the corner. I've not said hello to Brad on the air. We've been talking. He's a great guy. I've been hanging out all afternoon.
Shot 86 today, Brad. Nobody wants to hear that over there at, Cobblestone or Town Lakes?
No, Town Lakes. Town Lakes. Yeah, he said he missed a few putts. Here's the other thing, though. If you're just joining us, we will get to Dave Archer and what happened at Falcons practice, Jets practice today, because he talked to us a little bit about that earlier. We'll replay that for you coming up in about 15 minutes. But the Braves, Mike, the hot item, and for various reasons. It is interesting to me, and I just want to have this conversation. How many people right now, I think, are on this side of the Marcell Ozuna situation? And I'm not saying that people don't have empathy about what happened and all of that. This is a different deal. Mike's right. He had choices last night. He didn't have to be in the car and on his way to wherever he was going. Maybe he was going home. Whatever was going on, the choices, and Steve Koonin mentioned this, and the Hawks have not been in this situation. I'm knocking wood. The Falcons haven't been either, and I don't want them to be. I mean, these are things that I don't want to be talking about with players. But because these guys are in the limelight, Mike, and you're making $65 million and you signed a big deal, it jeopardizes the team's and its ability to win when you've invested that kind of money and then guys continue to make mistakes. So I'm going back and forth with a couple of guys who are saying, I don't know what this team is waiting on. They just need to go ahead and release him.
Yeah, you just go out, all right, take $41 million and get some lighter fluid on your front yard and burn that up, because that's what we're talking about here, guys. It's not cut and dry. Now, look, I'm sorry. I don't live a perfect life. I've made mistakes in my life. Maybe you haven't. But in this case, it's more about what's going on, I think, in the mind of some fans about on the field. He's not contributing. This guy is such a zero right now. And I mean that by metrics, not as a human being. But he just can't contribute. That's why, Carl, to be sat in the biggest series of the year against the Mets shows you that even Snicker has lost all faith in him. And I'm not going to sit here and analyze why he got zooted last night, but I would imagine a byproduct of being in a terrible slump and not being able to contribute doesn't help your psyche. Either way, the Braves are in no man's land with him. Grant just said it. You don't want to put him in Gwinnett if he cleared waivers. You don't want that going down. You don't necessarily want him in the clubhouse because he's bad juju right now. So I don't know what we're going to do. I just think you got to sit and ride with it, Carl, and then just try to dump him in the offseason. Or some Braves fans say enough is enough. Just cut bait. We'll make it up in the turnstiles, the parking, the hot dogs and the beer, and Liberty Media is going to have to explain, Alex and Terry McGirt, to the shareholders why you just ate $41 million. I don't think it's such an easy decision.
I don't either.
Picking Ozuna. A deli for John Fricke next week for him.
Thanks, Stakey. I mean,
it sounds like I said, then again, as Grant also said and others have said, and Tony Gwynn even said this, Tony Gwynn Jr., what if somehow he does get his together and can give you a big at bat? Is that out of the realm of the pot, or are you just completely cut bait on this guy?
The police incident, I don't think we've mentioned this. We played the body cam footage, but it said the police officer asked Mr. Ozuna what he was doing in Norcross. He replied, the party. Now, I don't know what that means or where he was, but that is from the excerpt of the police incident report.
Was he at Brad Nessler's house?
Dude, I have no idea. So he said today that he apologized to, you know, disappointed in his team, or disappointed his team, disappointed his family, and he says, right, I have nothing more to say. But the Braves statement, and just quickly, the Braves are aware of this situation. They have been since mid-morning this morning about this arrest, and basically the Braves said they will have no further comment until the process is complete, right, as it's a legal matter. So we're not going to hear from AA. We're not going to hear from Terry McGurk. We're not going to hear from any of the guys in the front office until the legal situation is settled. And then, Mike, I think that's when the decision is made. In the meantime, it's just what it is. I don't think anything happens.
Yeah.
I just don't.
I mean, I understand the logic behind it. You want to just move on and turn the page. If this was before the All-Star break, you could have dumped him somewhere.
Sure.
But again, guys, it's everything is guaranteed. And a lot of guys have asked us on the text line, what about a morals clause? Well, if there's a morals clause, he'd already be gone. Be gone after what happened a year ago. They don't have that. Baseball, the players' union has lobbied for these strong contracts where it's nearly impossible in this scenario to get rid of Marcell Ozuna. There's no Roger Goodell's commissioner exempt list while he's dealing with something off the field. It would come in handy for baseball, but baseball players' union is so much smarter and stronger than the football players' union, they would never allow it.
404-741-0929.
I happen to have a favorite spot, and I said, let me handle this.
That's what he told me. That's exactly what he said to me.
Let me tell you something.
You don't want to go there.
Hey, can I also say something about this guy? One of the best soup guys. Turn me on to him.
Really?
Great appetizer guy.
Oh, he just told me another one. He's on it.
No, and I will say this. He turned me on to the world of Reuben. I was never a Reuben guy. When I moved here in 98, Carl, I was a wide-eyed kid working in Fort Myers, market number 75. Stakey taught me the advantage of a good Reuben.
Reubens are great. He says the dumplings and lobster bites. See, this is what I'm talking about.
News you can use.
He says the potato skin appetizer.
Atlanta eats cha-cha.
No, potato skins are incredible. Thank you again. All right, moving on, guys, real quick, 404-741-0929.
Don't forget Steakhouse, guys, 9 to 11.
You guys can let us know. You going to game tonight?
Yay!
What's your name?
Caroline.
Caroline.
Caroline,
go Braves. Say go Braves.
Go Braves.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. Caroline's dressed out in her in her Dansby.
That's right.
Dansby outfit.
Oh, and we also learned today that the Dansby negotiations have started.
Yes, they have. Don't know where they're at. I think that will remain a secret. But the fact that they're talking tells me everything I need to know. Usually teams don't start this stuff until after the season. But I also think, Mike, with everything that's transpired with AA and signing Riley, signing Michael Harris. You kind of look at this and go, all right, do we really want to get to the end of the year and maybe have Dansby in a free agent situation? I don't want other teams to be able to come in and offer him, Mike. If you're Dansby, I know some people have said, why wouldn't you just play this out and say, hey, Braves, we'll talk at the end of the year. I also think he realizes that this is a great situation. You're winning. You got a great GM. You got a good team. If it's a fair deal, I think Dansby's going to be here, and I think it will be. I don't think they're going to offer him, again, Lindor money, but they're going to offer him a fair deal.
But you and I have talked about this, over $100 million. The six-year, again, it's again. I know this gets Braves fans crazy because there are some similarities to the Freddie situation, mostly about the term. The six-year is going to be the bone of contention. 6 years, $110 million. What's your pain threshold on Dansby?
I said 6-120 is
what. All right, so I'm with you. I think that's fair and equitable.
6-120.
20 million a year? Who's going to say no to that?
No.
If you want to stay here where you built and you've grown up and everything else, and I mean, like, what Austin Riley did or what Michael Harris does has no bearing on what Dansby's going to do. Just like if a coworker in your office took a deal, there's no bearing on how you're going to handle it. But it is interesting how some Braves fans feel it will.
Well, only because it's the same agent. Casey Close is the same guy that was dealing with Freddie Freeman, and that's the only reason why people feel that way. I don't think it's a factor.
But Austin Riley and his agent basically said it's a cautionary tale. Overplay your hand and look what happened to Freddie.
Yeah, I think every situation is different, and he will make by the end of the season $10 million. Dansby's going to get a significant raise, but it's not going to be, again, Carrera or Lindor or Corey Sager type money. We're coming back. You're going to get a chance to hear our buddy, Dave Archer, talking about the Falcons and the Jets, what he's watching for. Our coverage begins at 6 o'clock on Monday. Mike and I'll lead you right into that coverage. And tonight, by the way, I do want to mention our high school football show starts tonight because high school football starts.
Right on.
Excited about that. And our buddy Sam Crenshaw at 7 o'clock will have the high school scoreboard show. This is the coolest thing in the city, guys. If you're a high school football fan like me, you get a chance to drive around, you're doing whatever, you're going to dinner, and you get back in the car, and you get a chance to hear what's going on no matter what part of town
right.
it might be. And they have guests. He's got coaches on. It keeps you up to date with all the high school community stuff that's going on in and around Atlanta. It's really cool. It starts tonight at 7 with Sam Crenshaw. All right, we're coming back. Dave Archer talking about the Falcons and Jets on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The most important story of the day. Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
Let's say good afternoon to Dave Archer. He is the analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. We are getting ready for preseason game number 2. Now, that won't happen until Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
But, Arch, our squad's up in New York. They're working out. Things are a little tense. We've seen a couple of videos, Mike and I, of things happening up there.
He's swinging on cubs.
Guys are going after it, man. It's not surprising, right? I mean, this is that point in the camp where you want to hit somebody else.
Yeah, there's no question that, you're starting to realize that the season's in sight. And certainly there's guys fighting for jobs and literally fighting for jobs, it sounds like, up in New York. So nothing wrong with that. It's better to have to dial a guy back than to have to try to find that mechanism that makes a guy go, right? So I'm okay with a few fights and a few guys getting a little hot under the collar.
Yeah, man, apparently our defensive line was getting after the Jets' offensive line. More on this coming up. Arch, are you seeing things you liked? I thought it was one of the more dynamic preseason games we've seen in about 4 years with the Falcons. Love that we had some long, sustained drives running the football. Is this what we're going to look like? I know the Lions are not good, but is this obviously what Arthur Smith wants to be the business model this season?
Well, the one thing about it, Mike, last weekend is, you know, the mantra for the Detroit Lions, if you've been watching any of the Hard Knocks, is grit and toughness and physicality. Well, Atlanta met that head on. In fact, Mac smacked them in the mouth a little bit with it from their perspective as well. Their ability to run it, as you suggested. The opening drive, I thought was really important for Marcus Mariota to go in there, direct the drive, 12 plays, 82 yards, eat up 9.5 minutes off the clock, run the football, see the quarterback make some plays, and ultimately overcome some mistakes in your own drive to put points on the board. I thought that was all encouraging. And then you saw some guys step up when they had their opportunity to play, some depth at linebacker, played at an extremely high level. We've seen a guy emerging at the corner spot in D. Alford, who could be a guy that's in the mix this weekend to play some nickel. So there's some guys surfacing, and this is what you want. You want the the cliched cream rise to the top, and you want some of those guys to show their head that are going to be affect this team come opening day against New Orleans.
Arch, it wasn't an illusion last week, right? I mean, this O-line was opening holes. We ran for $168 total. I know our quarterback scrambled a little bit there, but I thought we ran the ball, and I was pleasantly surprised with what I saw from Caleb McGarry. What was your assessment?
Yeah, I think McGarry has come in with a chip on his shoulder, and why not? I've characterized a lot of these guys, they're chip on the shoulder kind of guys, and a lot of those guys are because guys you brought in that were they're highly related guys or highly thought of guys someplace else, and it didn't work out, whether it's Lorenzo Carter or Rashawn Evans or even Marcus Mariota. But Caleb McGarry would fall into that category too. He was a number one draft pick, and he's had a lot of injuries and a lot of reasons as to why maybe he hasn't blossomed like they thought he would. But he's come back with some resolve and solidified really his spot early in camp. Remember, there was a conversation that Jermaine Ifedi might be coming in to take his job, and he pretty much stunted that in the first couple weeks, the first 10 days of camp. McGarry said, this is my spot, and then I'm going to go out and earn myself a new contract. So I give Caleb McGarry a ton of credit. No, I don't think it's an see some of the stuff they did offensively running the ball. Remember, the quarterback's going to be a part of that. And so to apologize that the quarterback ran for 82 yards in the game between Ridder and Mariota is something you don't have to do because that's what they're going to do in the game. So get ready if you're going to defend the Falcons. It's back to having to defend sideline to sideline with the quarterback either out of the pocket throwing it, changing his launch point, or pulling it down and taking off. And both these guys are not just serviceable runners. These are guys that can break your back running the ball. We saw Mariota score, and certainly Ridder has some of those abilities as well.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. It's a whole different dynamic. It's not a knock on Matt. It's just it's different because obviously Matt would stay in the pocket and deliver the ball downfield. Dave Archer's with us here, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline as Jets and Falcons were throwing down today. Hey, Arch, what's going to happen with Debo once he comes off the PUP list? Does he still fit this defense, or are they going to try to shop him?
Well, conspicuously, inconspicuously, however you want to term it, Mike, I'll let you be the guy that picked the right verbiage here, but he hasn't been seen. I have not seen him on the practice field. Doesn't mean that he hasn't been out there, but I've been out there a good bit, and I have not seen Debo on the field. He's on the PUP list. That's supposed to be, you know, the physical and perform, which means he's probably doing some kind of rehab someplace, somewhere. I'm assuming it's at the facility. He just hasn't come out on the field. You know, a lot of times, you know, you're around, you're in the meetings, you're on the field, you might even be a pseudo coach to a certain extent as you try to wait and get ready for your opportunity. I haven't seen any of that. Now, it doesn't, and I'm not trying to say that he's out because I have not gotten that from anybody. Terry Fontenot, no one has told me that Deion Jones is not in the mix. There's been some obviously speculation as to would he be available once healthy to be traded, that type of stuff. I don't have any information on that. I just know that it's awfully strange. A guy that's really one of the leaders of your team, certainly on the defensive side of the ball, I haven't seen him. So I can't give you a good solid answer on Deion Jones.
It's Monday night, 8 o'clock, Falcons, Jets. Pregame right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, starting at 6 o'clock. It's Dukes and Bell. We're visiting with Dave Archer, talking about the Falcons and Jets practicing up in New York. Injury is a part of the game, but it also can cost you a roster spot. I'm curious to know what you think about Marlon Davidson. Got his knee scoped, hadn't been around, didn't play in the first preseason game. Obviously, he's not going to play in this one. How difficult does it make for guys like him or even a guy like Mayfield who was banged up to get back and show what they can do?
Yeah, as far as Mayfield, he's been able to get himself back on the field. Carl, you guys have seen it. You've been out there. I think Jalen really maybe even came back probably maybe before he probably should have, and maybe that slowed him down a little bit. But I think he's back out there trying to be a part of that conversation, that mix. Elijah Wilkinson right now working with the ones, but I don't think Mayfield's out of the mix yet. I think Justin Schaefer will have something to say about that before the season's over with as well, but the big kid out of Georgia. But as far as Marlon Davidson goes, disappointing is, I guess, the one word that sticks out. I thought he'd be a dynamic guy along this defensive front, and when he plays, you see it. But that has not been very often. And let's not forget, this is not the regime that drafted him. So he's not necessarily endearing himself to a group of coaches and personnel people that brought him in here as a second-round draft pick 3 years ago. So I think he's in trouble, guys, as far as making this club. So that's, and whether that resonates with him and he senses that, again, that's my assessment, that he's in a little bit of trouble to make this team. We'll have to see how it plays out here over the next 10 days, 2 weeks.
Dave Arch is with us as we're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Speaking of the defense and guys that are doing their jobs, is Taquan Graham having a good camp?
I think Taquan Graham has shown up doing some things. I think Derek Tangelo is a guy that you got to keep your eye on as well. I think that it's an interesting group, Mike, in the fact that, you know, Timmy Horn had to play there late in the game. They got the recovery, and they say, well, he just fell on the football. Well, go back and look at the play. Look at the penetration from Timmy Horn, 6'4", 323-pounder rookie out of Kansas by way of Charlotte. A guy who's played 50 games in college, had a really good year for Kansas State, a good defense a year ago in the Big 12. Watch for him to get some push. We know about Anthony Rush, Jarrett. So there's some good battles along that front. But, yeah, I think that Taquan Graham is holding his own, and certainly you want to see more flash plays. But those interior guys trying to eat up blocks and let these linebackers make some plays.
Arch, Dean P. said last week after that first drive, that the defense, you know, their per-yard average went down about 3 yards that they gave up to the Lions, and he talked about adjustments. Are you seeing progression there with the defensive front, the front seven? Because I think that's something everybody's concerned about, and I know Dean Pease has talked a lot about it, but he felt good after the way they adjusted and then made plays last week. Moving in the game,
well, just to give you, just to give you an example of some of that and his being able to adjust on the fly. I talked a little about this with Andy and Randy on Wednesday. One that got sucked into it, that Ebigaiti on the play where was Swift bounces to the outside for the Lions and scores on that opening drive. I thought Ebigaiti, the rookie, had pushed inside too far off that left or that right defensive end spot. And that was not the case at all. He did what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to collapse that side. He was supposed to have a backer and a safety scraping over the top. They were not there to make the play. Swift subsequently scores. Well, the same play happened later on in the game, and they made some coaching comments about it and talked about how we've got to make sure we're here and talked it through, and the adjustments were made. And I think that was the most rewarding thing for Coach Pease, was he made some coaching assignments and adjustments, coaching points, to how to adjust the play. They did that on the fly on the sideline and got the play taken care of. He said that was one of the more rewarding things that he took out of the game this weekend. So that might tell you a little bit about how this team is a quick study. If they make a mistake, they don't make the mistake again. And I think we're going to see more of that throughout the year.
And Arch, just to wrap up on the offensive side, how much does this hurt Drake London not getting these reps? And will this minimize maybe what his role would be in week one?
No, not at all, Mike. I think that Drake London, you guys were out there and watched practice. Drake London looks outstanding. He's got short area quickness. He's got top end speed that I think didn't people on the charts. So all the things they drafted him for are still in place. I thought he was a presence in practice when he played. Made a good play on the play he got hurt on, but there's no question that Drake London will be a major factor on opening day.
Arch, enjoy New York. Have a great call. You'll listen to it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Monday, guys. Second preseason game, Jets-Falcons. Dave Archer, appreciate you, man. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, fellas. You too.
All right, man. We were trying to come up with a game winner, and there's our boy Dave Archer. He'll have the call, as Carl just mentioned, with Wes Drewham right here on 92.9 The Game. Monday Night Football. Bop, 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 bop.
I'm Joe. He's Troy. That's right. Four-letter network.
Hey, man, looking forward to seeing what Desmond Ridder can do. Really can. Maybe he'll, you know, just continue to impress the coaching staff. I'd always impress the fans from week one. So, game winner, our buddy Brad, who was over here, and we were asking him, he's playing golf today. We went to the Listers. Game winner, he was going to say, what's the dumbest thing you've done after dark in light of what happened to Marcell Ozuna? Yes. But, I mean, that could get us sideways. Your thoughts? I mean,
well, listen, we've all made
mistakes.
But, I mean, listen, if you can keep it, you know, clean,
yeah,
somewhat.
Yeah, I mean, degree of – let's just find out.
I like this adventure.
The degree of criminality for our listening audience, I can tell you this. I know in Fulton County you get a cheese sandwich. Oh, you're waiting on making bond.
So you've been in the holding tank.
I've been – well, no, man, when I used to live in the real – when I first moved here, the first two or three years, first 2 years, I lived in the real world Sandy Springs house. We had Ben, the tennis pro from New Zealand. Paulie was my bartender buddy. I went to high school with him. And one night, I got in this major scrap, got into a brawl. I think it was an American Pie. And they hauled us in. And maybe it was Fulton County. And Ben posted Bond. That's a good. That's a good wingman. Post Bonds for you.
Yes, for sure.
I know you're good for it. But yeah, man, I can tell you though. It's like, oh, I get a cheese sandwich. That's a nice touch.
Because listen,
cheese on white bread.
I can tell you, for the guys that I know, I've not been in the holding tank, but they've always said is you're just sitting there, man. You're wondering when you're gonna get out. You know.
Hey, man. That's why it's good to have a friend like my old boy, Judge Andy. He's a loyal listener to the show.
Sitting there.
404-741-0929. All right.
You got me in here with hardened criminals.
Have you ever had to post bond? How about that? And or the dumbest thing you've done after dark.
Fair enough.
And we'll see where this goes. And Chris will be on the dump button because we've got liability issues. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Come on down. Join the party, guys. Lots more fun and shenanigans on Dukes of Bell.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
All right, the stupidest thing you've done after dark. Thanks to Brad today, one of our loyal listeners. We're talking about the Knowles earlier. And see what we get tonight here, Carl, at 404-741-0929. Brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. And, of course, again, Ingles is not condone the shenanigans we're probably going to talk about here. Squid Bill, you ever been arrested, by the way, Bo? You ever spent a night in jail?
Don't answer that.
Oh, why not? I mean, it's statute of limitations, Carl.
No, I mean, I haven't. The closest I came to getting arrested was probably when I evaded the police and I got my speeding ticket.
That'll do 87
and a 55, and I...
You evaded the police? Explain.
Well, it was a 4-lane, and I was going fast with another car. And
so you were
cop,
racing. So
the cop went this way. I was in high school. I was 17. The cop went that way, and I go, uh-oh. And so I...
He turned around?
He turned around,
so
and I
turned.
So you
were, like, smoking the bandit, tried to run and hide?
Yeah, I kind of sat behind a Kroger parking
lot. But he found you.
Well, what happened was, I thought...
See,
it,
what happened was...
I thought enough time had passed. I can tell this story now.
Can't outrun the radio.
It's been like 20 years.
So you're hiding behind a Kroger.
Yeah, I was going to work. I was on... Well, I was my senior year, so I would get early, go to work.
Okay.
It was part of school credit.
Yeah.
And so I go, okay, well, he's gone now. So I pulled on out, and as I turned left back onto the main road, he's there.
Yeah.
He had went this way, turned around, went that way, and was coming back this way. He was in the turn
and
lane.
And for those of you that are listening at home, it was left, right, left.
Yeah. So I was going to say north, south, north, south. But so then when I saw him, I was like, I said a lot of things, but all of them I can't repeat on the air, but I just pulled over. I knew I was done.
And then what did he say to you? Get out of the vehicle.
Well, he walked up. There was like 6 GSP behind me. It was because it was GSP, and he was like, he goes, why did you run? And I go, oh, I didn't. I just pulled over in that parking lot because I did. Because
nice
I did.
Pull.
That was all
good
true.
Pull. Good pull.
And I lost my license for 6 to 8 months.
Oh.
That's a do when you're underage.
Did they come get the car?
No, he called my mom.
Oh, you're done.
And he was like, you need to come pick up your son.
You're done.
So she brought my sister, and she drove my car home.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I would have got whipped. I don't care who. I don't care how old I would have been. I would have been whipped all the way home.
Hey.
All the way home.
My mom had to drive me to work for the rest of that school, half school year.
Brutal.
This was the second week of school, so it was like the end of August. Every single day, I got the speech on the way to work and
on the
being
way home.
Picked up.
It wasn't worth it.
It wasn't worth it. I never would have done it again. I went back. No, never.
Now, I have been harassed my entire life. No.
DWB?
No, listen, I'll say this. In real talk, because there's a lot of guys, a lot of times I've been stopped, but I'll tell this quick story. So we were in high school as well at the time.
In Texas.
We were in an area that allegedly we weren't supposed to be in, I guess. Anyways, we get stopped, and one of my boys is a real smart A, man, and he's gone on to do great things, but the cops get us out of the car, they're searching the vehicle, they're doing all this stuff, and we thought we were going to jail, seriously, right?
Because it's
like they're going to find something that's not there. And because, you know, you see all the movies and stuff, you start thinking crazy. Most cops, as we've said, and 98% of the cops, men and women, men in blue, we support you. You guys do an amazing job, and it's a hard job. But the guy got us out of the car, Mike, and you could just tell he wanted to find something. So he asks us, he says, "What are you guys doing over here?" "Well, we came over here to see a girl." "You guys live in, you guys don't live in here." He's looking at our license. Right. "You guys don't even live in this area. You're on another side of town." "We got friends all over the city." So my friend is popping off to
old
him.
Old cop, young cop?
Older guy. And my friend's popping off to him. So I'm like elbowing him. "Shut up, Jack."
He's a lawyer.
Shut up. And the cop finally says, "You guys have any guns or drugs with you?" And his smart says, "No, man, it's at home."
Oh, no.
Snap.
And the guy's like, "Turn around."
Here we go.
So we got handcuffed, the whole nines. But, you know, backup showed up and reasonable heads.
Right, cool heads prevailed. Right on.
So, anyways, but no, man, I can't tell you that I've been in a holding tank. Can't tell you.
Let's start with Joshua, brought to you by Ingles, talking about you doing, well, at least one night on the county's dime. Josh, you're in the game, man. What do you got?
Hey, man. All right, so I was a bartender in college, and I got off work one night, and as soon as I pulled out of the parking lot, I got pulled over. The cop asked me if I knew why he pulled me over, and I said, "I'm assuming because I pulled out of a bar." He said, "No, I pulled you over because your tag light was out." I said, "What is a tag light?" And he said, "Well, how do you not know that your car has a tag light?" And I said, "Well, I don't see my car drive away from me very often." And that is done and well for me for the rest of the day.
You were done.
Oh, that's a good line, though.
You were done.
Sure, I've never really watched my car drive away before, so.
Yeah.
It's a good point, though.
It's true.
Yeah, it's a good line, though.
Well, all right. It's seriously, it's some of the questioning you do wonder, like, come on, really?
Swede is up next. Swede, ever spent some time in the pokey? What do you got for us?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Well, a little bit like Bo Morgan, but anyway, I was, I think, 16, and I got caught drag racing about 100 miles an hour. And when the cop, he pulled me over, and he leans down with his ticket book, and before he could say anything else, I just said, "I'll have a burger, fries, and a Coke." Well, he didn't like that at all. But anyway, they wrote me a citation, and parents had to come and pick me up and take the car home. Anyway, good show, guys. Thanks.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you knew you were in for it.
Get your money's worth. Well, my old man always said, "In for a penny, in for a pound." Right? If you're gonna, you might as well go down swinging. We got Tony. Hey, T, you're in the game, man. We're live at Twin Peaks here in Kennesaw. What you got?
Hey, man. So I don't want to tell a story why I went to the Pokemon, so I'm just going to tell a story about a bad decision my wife made when she came to Atlanta for the first time from Kentucky, man. It's not that crazy, but she was living on Far Road, man, and her and her friends were in there from Lexington, Kentucky. They went up to the bars, and you know the crystals at the end of Far Road, after they were done partying, they thought they could walk to the drive-thru. And they said, "No, you can't. You got to be in a car." Well, there was a car behind them with a bunch of smoke coming out. And they walked up to the guy and they're like, "Hey, man, I'll buy out your food if you let us get up in your car." And the guy was like, "Absolutely." And the story ended well because nothing happened to them. But just let me tell you something. Their bill was very expensive because that guy was very hungry.
All right.
He was very hungry.
Desperate times. I will say this. Carl and I at the Super Bowl, and we had a driver that night because that's what you do when you're at the Super Bowl. And it was so funny. You and I were like, "Are you sure you don't want Whataburger? We're going to go Whataburger." And our driver, this poor guy, he's dealing with drunks all night long, Super Bowl weekend. And we're like, "No, we're going to get Whataburger. You got to have one, Jesus." Remember that? And I'm like leaning over. I'm like, "Come on." He's like, "Sir, will you please stop touching me?" Hey, man, we've got Keith. Let's go to Keith. Hey, man, you're in the game, bro. What you got?
Hey, man. Love the show, guys.
Hey, man.
So August 31st, 1992, the day after I'm turning 21, I feel like I'm bulletproof. Front row for Metallica, Lakewood. Second song in, sad but true, I decided to rush the stage. I end up in an APD quarantine in a trailer behind the venue. Don't get to see the show. They won't let me use the bathroom. And so I'm sitting in a circle with everybody being arrested, and I piss in my pants.
Okay, dude, we can't use that part.
And I think it's time to welcome in our newest show on the High School Scoreboard Show, Sam and
all right,
Parker. This is sharing, bro.
There's
it's
an example
sharing.
Of bad decisions, which that segues into a great decision, which is you following on what's going on around the state of Georgia tonight as high school football kicks off with our buddy, Sexual Chocolate, Sam Crenshaw, who I doubt he's ever spent time in the pokey.
No, I have not. I haven't, and neither is Chris Parker here. I don't think so. Chris, you haven't been any
trouble. No. Not at all.
Sam, tonight kicks off high school football. Man, it's going on all over the state. It seems early. I was talking with some people here at the bar at Twin Peaks, and they were like, man, it seems early. But school started a couple of weeks ago. What matchups are you guys looking at? And you're going to have scores and updates from pretty much every region, right?
All over the place. We're going to have this area camera. This is the second season of the High School Scoreboard Show here in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Me and Chris Parker are going to be here in the studio. But we got our guys out all over the place. The games are going to be at. Specifically, Pebblebrook is going to be one of the teams you want to watch this season, playing in South Gwinnett tonight. Gainesville, who has Coach Niblett, who's come over from Hoover, Alabama, is now coaching Gainesville. They're taking on Marist tonight. We're going to be checking out that one. And North Cobb is simply loaded with talent, with D1 talent. Taking on Westlake, team is always really, really strange. And Chris Goforth got a game up in the northwest part of the state. Dalton and North Murray, he's going to check in with us. But there's so much happening. Also, Corky Kale is continuing tonight, the Corky Kale Kickoff Classic. Of course, we will be there tomorrow broadcasting all four games from Mercedes-Benz Stadium tomorrow here on Sports Radio 92.9.
Sweet. There's some big games, a lot of border wars, Carl. A lot of Florida schools are coming in and taking out some Georgia schools. I
Alabama.
Think Stars Mill, East Coweta. There's some monster games this weekend. Sam will keep you up to speed, man.
All right, Sam. Looking forward to it, man. Keep me updated. I may even call in later, all right?
All right, we do that.
Appreciate you, bro.
All right.
And by the way, what's the spread on Stars Mill?
Would you stop? That's going to be every Friday night.
I'm going to say Indians minus six.
All right. We do high school football big on 92.9 The Game. Let's get out of here, Chris, and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thanks to Dave Archer for stopping by. Steve Kuhnenhawk, CEO. We also talked to our buddy Grant McCauley today as well. All the interviews online at Odyssey.com. Monday, we'll come in and talk about Falcons Jets. It's preseason game number two. They'll practice again with the Jets tomorrow. We'll be talking about Braves Astros. If we win this series, Mike, one of the best homestands of the season, which may catapult us into September. But we got to handle business. Tonight, we'll see what Kyle Wright has got for the Astros. Hey, Bull Morgan is here with us, executive producing. Great job. Big shout out to all of our listeners as well, hanging out with us today. And Turtle back at the studio, our engineer behind the scenes. Cullen, thanks for being our on-site engineer as always, man. Hey, we're back at you guys on Monday. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, we spent some time talking about this earlier. It's an arms race, and I think maybe it doesn't translate sometimes to the average fan. What does it mean? How does this translate into leverage? Well, when you've got the big loot, and if you hadn't seen it, guys, the Big Ten has got three networks involved. It's a pretty shrewd play. They basically said no to ESPN, but said yes for $8 billion from Fox, CBS, and NBC. Guys, when you've got the juice and you've got the markets now from basically New York City to Los Angeles, you've got maybe a bigger say than even, yes, the SEC. We know who plays the best defense and the best all-around football, but when it comes time to selecting the Final Four or maybe at some point the expanded playoff series, that's why these teams, these conferences are looking to make these deals, because you've got more juice, you've got more tape, more seats at the table.
Cautionary tale with what happened with Freddie Freeman. It will not happen with Dansby Swanson. I predict Nostradamus. Dansby will be here. What the deal will look like, I can't tell you, because the Braves have been able to sign guys for less than market value. But they're not going to overpay him, but they're not going to underpay him either. If conversations have started, Dansby is serious about being here, and the Braves are serious about keeping him. He won't make the mistake Freddie Freeman made in saying he wanted to be here, but then chose not to be. Hey, man, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
if you don't,
you get one phone call, pal.
I'm picking a deli for John Fricke next week for him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.